You referred to the Visuddhimagga by Buddhaghosa a few times this week. Is this the principal source of suttas and discourses? Would it be valuable for layperson to study, assuming it has been translated into English? The Visuddhimagga is a practice text compiled about 1,000 years after the Buddha passed away, so that the principal source of suttas and discourses are the discourses themselves, and that's there's compilations that have been passed on since the early days of the Buddha's teaching. They were recited orally, and then about 350-400 years after the Buddha passed away, then they were written down in Sri Lanka. And then the Visuddhimagga is an overview, kind of manual of Buddhist teachings and practice. It would be valuable for lay people to study. It has been translated into English. It was translated in the early or mid 1950s. It's not the most scintillating. So that, different people respond to it in different ways. And, I mean, I particularly find it boring. But I might not be the best example to follow. Certainly in traditional Buddhist cultures, and it's a highly regarded text.